I'm Celeste Konowich, and I host the Venture Maidens podcast, and you're listening to Redemption.
This is Redemption, an actual play podcast set in the Star Wars role-playing game system, with Chris Berlew as the GM, and also the droids 11D4 and R3A1.
Question. When you say mad, do you mean angry or crazy? Because with this group, I think I need to clarify this.
Andy Fox as the Botha negotiator, Quinth.
We've seen you flirt, dear.
Kaylee Jung as the Mandalorian, Bree.
I've been informed that his mental state is slightly unstable.
May Coker is the Zeltron enforcer, Zahn.
Oh, you don't want to swing one of those in here. You hit lots of things. I've done that before.
And Michael Waldschlager II as the Duros pilot, Tazi.
We're going to a bar.
Episode 703. Will you be shot or poisoned? After retaining the services of the Mandalorian, Brianna Shen, the crew of the Social Detox head to the planet of Dantooine in search of the second half of the list of missing Jedi. With the whole planet to search while it is being rebuilt by the New Galactic Empire, they will need to find some allies if they don't want to run afoul of the new law.
So,
Destiny Pool.
Yeah.
One dark side.
That's three dark side.
Oh.
Dose dark side.
That's one dark five. Side.
That's six.
Too light.
Hang on. I believe we had a Patreon give us a light side.
Yes.
And who was that?
One of our Patreons with Transfer Productions.
Woo!
Teehee.
So we have six dark side and three light?
Yes.
It's a lot of dark side.
Yeah, that's a good start.
The ship is on its way to Dantooine. The camera opens up in the cargo hold as D4 walks up to the newest member of the crew.
Pro Tem.
Hello. I understand you will be traveling with us. I must ask you some questions.
And D4 pulls out a little data pad.
Bree was sitting in one of the jump seats that she had been sleeping in, considering that pretty much every available surface in the fire spray is covered with equipment or a snoring Vex or Zahn's pull-up bar. And she was actually going over one of the weapons she brought. She's got a long rifle out and she's checking the electronics on it. And she looks up at D4 when he walks over. Yes, droid. How can I help you?
As the medical officer of this ship, I must know, do you have any particular allergies, especially to any medicine?
I am not partial to blastobolts.
That is not part of my normal medical practices. Are there any long-standing injuries that I must be aware of?
No.
Do you have any conditions that I must be aware of?
No.
Very well.
Droid, what is that one's problem? And she nods at Vex.
Currently, he is sleeping off the alcohol-induced night he had last night.
I'm aware of the binges, but I've been informed that his mental state is slightly unstable.
That is a common denominator amongst the crew of this ship. I am learning as much as I can about the psychology of biologicals. I am trying to aid them in this process. He has had many traumas with people leaving him. He feels abandoned, and he soaks his sorrow in alcohol.
When you're in our line of work, people die. That's... the other two are handling it well.
As much as they can. In our line of work, many do die. For him, they have not met death yet. They have chosen to leave for one reason or another. Therefore, he feels abandoned.
I can see that. Is it due to the alcoholism?
No. My understanding is one left because she felt like she had to leave to protect another.
Understandable.
The second it left him, left in a similar manner. She left with another Jedi who was protecting a powerful artifact. They were leaving to hide it, for those that would use it for evil means.
Well, they're dead then, so he can write that off. Is that it, or is there a longer list?
There was a Jedi who left who was, I would say, like a sister, perhaps? Is the term I believe biologicals use? She left to lead a bunch of younglings to safety.
Well, they're probably dead too. So, yes.
Yes, losing people is very common in our line of work. He needs to toughen up or, well, he's going to die himself. I mean, you can look at Quinth and Zahn, and they're handling it better.
Wait, did all those people leave, like, recently?
No. Over the last 3 years, if my understanding is correct, I have only been with the crew for 1.38 years. Before that, I am unfamiliar. I do know he also has a very interesting relationship with his mother. That I am trying to dive into, but he is very reluctant to speak about it.
Well, I mean, if that person has left him too, then that could also be a problem.
How is your relationship with your mother?
My parents are dead.
Not going well then.
As well as could be expected.
Have you suffered much loss in your lifetime? Would you like to discuss this with me?
Not especially, no.
And Bree kind of looks around and sees Zahn walking over towards her pull-up bar again. Zahn, did you need me to show you that thing?
Zahn raises an eyebrow.
Bree's got this look in her eyes that says, please get this droid away from me.
Oh,
One second. What would be her, I guess, deception?
Ooh, 3 whole greens, because she is not good at it.
That's okay. D4 is not great at perception.
Wait, are we making skill checks?
Oh, D4 actually succeeded. D4 notices the look in Bree's eyes of help me.
Please do not misinterpret my interest. I am merely trying to be helpful. If this is uncomfortable for you, please just say so. I do not get the same emotional reaction that biologicals do.
You are just a very peculiar droid. I have been asked to make allowances for you both, but it will take some getting used to.
Very well. I will go see if I can be useful to any of the other crew.
And then D4 walks off to see what Quint is doing.
And Bree puts the caps back on the scope of her rifle and slides it back into its carrying case. And then looks over at Zahn.
Sorry, I was just using you to get out of that conversation.
That's okay. D4 means well.
Both of your droids are very animated.
Probably more than animated.
Well, they have personalities of their own, as Quinth has explained.
You should try hanging out with A1 sometime.
The astromech?
Yeah, his name's A1. He's really cool.
Bree just kind of scratches her head a little bit.
I don't have a lot of experience with cool droids.
Oh. Well, get used to it. She shrugs.
Well, it's not like I have much choice. There's barely enough room to swing a womp rat in here.
Oh, you don't want to swing one of those in here. You hit lots of things. I've done that before.
No, Zahn.
Quinth got mad at me. It is a term saying
that it is very crowded.
Oh.
And that if I were to take an object the size and shape of a womp rat and swing it over my head, I would definitely hit 1, 2...
Everything?
Yes, pretty much.
It's not good to swing things
at
all.
Oh, yeah, sure, D4. I can show you my scar.
Oh, she's going on about the scars again.
Fascinating. The doctor was thorough with his stitching. The scars are very mild.
This is such a weird ship.
I call it home.
We fade out to darkness, and then we cut back in as the ship is coming out of hyperspace over Dantooine. And
okay, everybody, we're almost to Dantooine. Is Vex up yet?
Is he ever up?
Well, we should get him up.
He stopped snoring about 20 minutes ago, but he is not moving.
Have you checked to make sure he's still breathing?
That's not my job. You have a droid to do that.
He is functioning as adequately as he can.
Okie dokie.
That's reassuring.
Low functioning, I'm sure.
We watch the ship as it flies down into the atmosphere of Dantooine. And Dantooine, for the most part, it's a world full of grasslands with nice rivers and lakes. There is one main city that, as you guys fly towards it, you can tell it was the site of a major battle during the Clone Wars. And currently, there is a large contingent of what you can tell are Imperial forces helping to rebuild the city. But it's definitely under Imperial control.
Do we know where the list is by any chance?
Only thing you guys were told is it's on Dantooine.
Oh, great. Okay, so we gotta sit down and do some surveillance work.
Sit down where?
The city. I mean,
She means we need to set the ship down somewhere, like land, and do some surveillance. Oh,
morning, sunshine.
Anybody got the instant calf?
Zon finished it about an hour ago.
Criff.
It was delicious. Maybe she'd wake up. Or stay awake.
It was made promptly at about 6 a.m. ship's time.
It doesn't really help me now, though, I guess. So thanks for the info. Hope it was good.
We're going into a big city, hon. We can pick up some calf.
I could give you a pick-you-up if you need it.
You know, there's a galaxy box I see.
That's fine. Whatever.
And Tazi goes to, you know, he's putting his, lacing up his boots and fixing the fasteners and getting himself kind of situated.
A1 sets a glass of water down in front of Tazi as he's doing that.
Thanks, buddy.
And Tazi will take the glass of water, he puts it in his mouth, and he spits the water back into the cup and puts it back down.
As you try to put it down, A1 puts his hand underneath and tries to push it back towards your mouth. No, you have to drink this. This is to rehydrate. We talked about this. It prevents cramping.
Okay, I got it.
And he drinks the glass.
All right, everybody gets ready and heads out into the city. I said it's definitely Imperial controlled. There are patrols, but you can also see there's lots of construction crews there as they're trying to rebuild the city. Where are you guys headed to?
Tazi pulls his polarized goggles down over his eyes.
As Bree walks off the ship, she's got her helmet back on, and she has left the rifle and her pack tucked underneath the jump seat she's been using as a bed.
Now, hold on. Before we go, do we really want to be parading around in our armor? We don't want to draw attention to ourselves.
She turns her head so the helmet is just blankly staring at you, but she doesn't say anything.
Quint, I don't have any other... I don't have anything else to wear.
Well, okay. I guess this will have to do. Let's get a lay of the land.
I mean, I can put on like an indoor sunset if that helps. Is it the smell?
I mean, that wouldn't hurt. You know, I might do that. Yeah.
Tazi will go back over where his stuff is and like he splashes a little vial into his hands and slaps it on his face and then slaps it under his armpits and across his chest.
When Tazi comes back out of the ship and gets near Bree, anybody who's listening closely can hear a soft hiss as her suit vacuum seals.
So, Quince, where are we going?
Well,
we're going to a bar.
No, what? It's morning. So, we're going to go to a coffee shop, I think.
And calf. Calf is great. Calf. Let's get some calf.
Yeah, let's actually get some calf and we will sort of organize a plan, which we probably should have done on the ship.
You guys find a coffee shop. I picture you guys go in, you find a nice little round table.
May, what's the name of the coffee shop?
Serendipity.
So you guys go into Serendipity, the coffee shop, and find a nice little private booth in the back corner.
No, it's good. It's early, so there's not too many people here. We're up really early. We're up early, aren't we?
You're up early.
It is only 10 a.m.
All the novelists aren't in here yet.
But it's also not between shifts. You know, the galactic shift switch isn't for another couple of hours.
It's a corner in the, there's a table in the, there's a corner over there. Let's take that one. Excuse me, Calf?
Get the corner seat. Zon runs over.
Tazi kind of points his finger in the air and is like, Calf,
we need Calf for the table.
A droid comes out a few minutes later with a tray of Calf. Got one wheel that both legs kind of balance on, and it rolls up.
Good morning. Here's your calf.
Sets it on the table and then rolls away.
Wait. Can I get a latte caramel macchiato made with skim milk, no whipped cream? Put that in a grande cup, but only use the same amount of liquid as you would to make a tall. That way I can stir in my own nutmeg without spilling any coffee at all.
Very well.
A few minutes later, the droid comes back.
Here you go.
Oh, thank you.
The droid rolls away.
Why don't you ever order anything different?
Because this is what I like, and on the ship I don't do this for myself.
You gotta take care of yourself. You gotta do stuff for yourself.
Yeah, on the ship I just drink calf, you know. I when I go to a coffee shop I wanna get something fancy.
Do you drink fancy things, Bree?
No, I tend to drink whatever's handy. Water usually.
It's effective.
So, We need to find where are our friends store the important information.
Their scones? We need their to find scones. Where they store their scones.
Wait. We're not looking for scones. We're looking for a list, right?
Yeah. Okay, yes. But scones, Vex. Scones.
So, yeah, where do we start?
If they're keeping the list, it's going to be secured. It's going to be, it'll be in a, probably in a data store, probably.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they have a security station or an intelligence station here on Dantooine.
They probably do.
If there's an Imperial substation, we should be able to access the Imperial mainframe from there, but we'll need a code cylinder.
Right, so, I was thinking, and just go with me on this, we get captured on purpose.
I mean, I could always flirt with a trooper and get one that way.
Yeah, that went good last time.
We've seen you flirt, dear. Let's think of another option.
He's actually gotten better.
I have.
Depends on the species and their rituals.
Zahn makes a face, drinks her calf.
The Trandoshan he was flirting with in the bar wasn't really impressed.
Well, we also have a slicer who's gotten into files before.
A slicer?
Yeah.
He kind of leans forward towards you.
The best slicer?
Ah, that's right.
Okay, cool.
What do you want me to slice into?
The Empire database? I mean, we're looking for the same thing we were looking for before.
Okay. I'll need a terminal that connected to them, not one here.
So it's a question of how do we get access to that? I mean, we could, there's enough of us that we could split the party and do multiple plans at once.
I mean, what are the other plans, though?
Well, somebody could get captured and try to get a code cylinder from there, and then, you know, A1 and maybe somebody else could try to break into the system, and somebody else maybe could cause a diversion that would make all of the stormtroopers, you know, flood to one area. Like, I don't know, maybe we sabotage some of the rebuilding that's going on. You know, a giant crane comes crashing down, stormtrooper's gonna come running.
I mean, we're kind of wanted, so a capture seems like maybe not the best idea.
Do we know the size of the local garrison?
I think it's a large to extra large.
I think you mean a venti.
I was simply saying that if we had a frontal assault, we could kill everyone and take what we need.
Big guns and all.
Okay. Bree, we talked about this last time. That's not entirely how we work.
I vote Bree's plan.
Okay, Zahn, we've been through this. You also don't get a vote.
What?
I mean, I feel like Zahn should get a vote.
Okay, I vote for a plan that won't get us all killed.
Well, obviously, death is not the most optimal resolution for a plan like this, but that's why you kill them first.
I mean, it would be ideal if they didn't know that we got the information we're going to get.
Ah, you need something more stealth.
Yes. You know, but we do, you know...
Can't you pretend to be somebody important, Quinthy?
I mean, I am.
Like, super important, but obscure enough that they don't know. And then you have to inspect something and get in that way.
Oh, interesting. I don't know how many Bothans there are high up in the Empire.
The imps don't really employ a lot of Bothans.
The imps tend to use human assets.
I mean, honestly, if we're going to do that, then Bree here, Captain Metalpants, is probably the best option for...
That's a great name.
Wait a minute. When did she get promoted?
No, she's not captain. That's you know, Quint is captain. This is an honorary captainship Captain Metalpants has.
Okay. I mean, we would have just to get some officer's uniform.
We can do that. I mean, we can make that happen, I'm sure.
I mean, yeah, we...
I mean, the Imperials got to have their clothes clean, too, right? So, I mean, we could find somewhere with the, you know, that cleans their clothes.
A laundromat?
I mean, it's like, I don't know, a fresher station? I don't know.
I mean,
I've never done that before, but I'm sure that's a service that they have to have done. Someone has to wash their things, right?
I mean,
put them in the fresher?
Do they wash their own clothes? Or do they outsource that?
I mean, I can't imagine an Imperial captain probably washes his own clothes. Someone probably does that for them.
It's a shame. Basic skills.
But do we even know where we're going into?
No.
So, slicing first?
Yeah, it wouldn't be a bad idea to get a map of the city and an idea of what's going on.
You can do that, A1, right?
Yeah, A1 can do that.
Yeah, that's just getting into local records, which, that'd be easy.
The records, however, may be outdated since the city was recently bombed and is being rebuilt. Quinth, could you perhaps find a local connection who could get us updated information?
If we had a local connection, they would be running this job, unfortunately.
Are you not in tune with the underground in this area?
Chris, can I spend a light side point to know somebody in the city?
Sure. Who do you know, and what do they do?
So I have an ex who works at a salvage yard. Her name is Mava Q.
A1's okay. All right, where do we have to go?
So Mav has a salvage yard called You'll Love My Junk.
Sounds like your kind of place, Vex.
I mean, does she have a lot of junk?
Oh, yeah. She's got a lot of junk.
Then why is she an ex?
Oh, it depends on who you ask.
Well, I'm asking you. Like, why is she your ex?
Oh, I did something stupid.
Did she leave you?
Yes.
D4 puts his hand on Tazi's shoulder, leans down. This is not the time to have this conversation.
No, you're right. Another calf, please.
I mean, it was a mutual breakup. We just were drifting our separate ways.
D4 walks over to the side of the table, puts his hand on Quint's shoulder.
Captain, this is not the time for this conversation.
It was actually a while ago. I'm sure she's still not mad.
Oh.
But do you think she was mad, though?
She was mad, yeah.
Let's just drop by.
Yeah.
It'll be okay if she's not mad.
Is she mad?
Yeah, she's still going to be mad.
Question. When you say mad, do you mean angry or crazy?
Because
with this group, I think I need to clarify this.
Angry?
That's a good point. If she becomes violent, what level of force am I allowed to use?
Oh, I don't think she'll become violent. She's not that kind. She might poison you, but she ain't gonna, you know, shoot you.
Could you be specific with what type of poison she will use?
And if she poisons you, should I shoot her in the head or in the limbs?
Well, she's probably not going to shoot me until I probably should give her back the deed to the social detox.
So she is going to poison you and then shoot you?
Potentially, yes.
Again, would you like me to wound her or just outright kill her if she draws on you?
No. I will take care of Mav, okay? I just,
What do you mean, take care of?
I am offering to kill her for you.
Okay, I think...
If you need her taken care of.
Okay, I think...
A serious coffee drink.
Maybe I should go in alone at first, so no deadly force is used.
That does not seem wise. What if she attempts to poison you and then shoot you?
Don't drink anything from her.
The likelihood of that, again, like, we were partners, and I think she might want the social detox back.
And over your corpse is an easy way to manage that.
Well,
but... Quinth, understand that I need to defend you, or I am not getting paid.
Yes, but this isn't, she's not actually going to kill me, Bree. I don't think.
So just light poisoning?
I had a light poisoning once. It was awful.
So simply to make you vomit?
I mean, she... I don't know, okay? It's been a few years. She may have changed completely, so...
Has she experienced immense trauma with people leaving her?
It's a theme.
She's usually the one doing the leaving.
I'm just gonna wait outside, I think.
Perhaps we should hold off on killing her till we've identified the poison.
There is
that
no
is very
poison!
Wise. Thank you, Droid.
I was making a joke.
The people on the ship call me D4, not Droid.
Is that how you wish me to refer to you?
That is my designation.
Very well, D4.
Thank you.
Okay, good. We're learning. We're learning empathy.
So, we are in agreement that Mav will live, at least long enough for me to identify the poison, so I can make an antidote.
Agreed.
Okay, so I'm going to draw a line right here and say if anyone kills Mav, it's going to be me?
What if you are already dead from the poison? We have to have a strategy.
I think the poison, I think she was kidding about the poison.
You should never joke about poison.
It was. Yeah.
And I think it was supposed to be a joke.
Okay, so the problem is she's going to be shot then.
I'm not going to be shot.
D4, is there anything you need to know about the blaster that will be used to shoot Quinth before I kill this woman?
I'm going to go outside. When you guys figure this out, I'll be outside.
No, blaster injuries are very consistent in what they do to tissue. I am familiar with how to treat that. Poisons, on the other hand, are very unique with what they will do.
Very well. D4, if she is poisoned, I will hold off on dispatching her. However, if she kills you, Quinth, I will definitely take my revenge upon her.
Okay, I'm glad we're all agreed.
I still think it would be better if I shot her first.
No.
I mean, I'll wait till she draws a weapon. It's only fair.
It is better to shoot first.
Okay, I'm reevaluating every decision I've made in my life that has brought me to this point, so just give me a second.
Bree looks at D4.
You did tell her not to do this sort of thing here.
It is unavoidable.
I need new friends.
I'm your friend.
Are we leaving or what?
Yes.
And the crew is off to You Love My Junk, the salvage yard owned by Quint's ex.
Michael, do you want to describe what the salvage yard looks like?
The group moves down the somewhat empty street. There's a couple of Imperials making a patrol, but the streets are still pretty quiet this morning. We do pass a sign that's familiar to the crew for a Noodles 3 times.
Yes.
They are not quite open yet today. It's, again, still a little early. As we approach the store, we see a large symbol on a sign outside that looks like a heart, a traditional heart shape, with a piece of what looks like a rebar through it. And there is a pointed side, and then there's a side that's got what looks like lines coming out of it, much like a primitive projectile. And the wording around the sign in broken neon, it says, "You love my junk."
You guys walk into the salvage yard, and there's stacks of just spare parts all over the place. Looks fairly organized.
That's a Type 2 converter. Don't see those around very much.
Is that amazing?
They're expensive, too. They're expensive. They'll give you a nice little boost if you need to get away quick from a sticky situation.
You should get it.
With what credits?
I didn't say with credits.
I mean, we have some.
Oh.
Somebody tell me that you paid for the calf. I didn't pay.
I didn't pay.
I paid.
Thank you.
I always pay.
Aw.
I mean,
somebody here has to be responsible.
You're the best A1.
If there's a bell, Tazi will walk up to the bell and be like, ding, 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 ding,
okay, Vex.
Ding, ding,
ding. Make a song with that, Vex. Like, ring it.
Ding, 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 ding.
Bree reaches over and slaps the bell out from underneath Vex's hand.
Ding, ding,
okay.
A short,
bipedal. Can we get one of those for the ship?
No.
No. No. That would be illogical. And annoying.
And after all that, a short bipedal little red droid with one eye comes forward.
May I help you?
Oh, hi. Yes. So we need to see Mav.
Unarmed.
I hope she still has both of her arms. You can just say that, Quinth is here and she should hopefully come out.
Bree very carefully, like, kind of half steps in front of Quinth. I'm activating the bodyguard talent, by the way.
Okay.
Zahn's wandering around digging through stuff.
Zahn, don't break anything.
Tazi's looking for the bell.
We have a few credits, but not a lot.
I wouldn't be able to tell if it's broke or good anyway.
I can tell you. The droid looks at you.
Huh. Very well. Can I tell her what this is in reference to?
You can just say Quinth's here. And would like to see you.
And make up.
No, please don't say that.
Make out.
No.
Say make out.
No.
She wants to make out.
No, Quinth wants to talk.
Quinth wants to see, no. Misses all that junk.
I bet there's a trunk full of junk here.
No. Please tell her that Quinth wants to talk.
Very well.
He turns, walks away, comes back a few minutes later.
She has agreed to see you. She agrees to your terms.
And she nods towards Bree.
You are to leave your arms here and come meet her.
Oh, okay.
Sounds painful.
Yeah, my arms don't come off, though.
Side arms, I believe.
I only have the two. They're on my sides.
Good one, Tazi. I mean, Vex.
Thanks. I've been listening to some instructional hollows on comedy. Just to lighten my mood.
That's helping. You're not grumpy all the time now. Just most of the time.
Bree very quietly steps over to D4 and says, like, almost inaudibly, but the droid can definitely pick it up.
Is Tazi Vex's last name or first name?
D4 leans over.
That is his cover story.
So should I be calling him Tazi?
We are supposed to be calling him Vex right now. Zahn is just very bad at this undercover game.
Very well. Thank you, D4.
The droid opens a metal box.
Place weapons here. I will watch over them.
I'll put my blaster in.
Tazi puts his carbine in.
Bree doesn't do any of that.
Zahn doesn't have any guns.
The droid just stands there looking at you guys.
Okay. I think we're ready.
Very well. Those of you who have placed your weapons in here may go meet Mav.
Okay, Bree, you want to come? You got to put your weapons down.
She leans down to the little red droid.
If there is a screw misplaced, or these go missing, I will pull your circuits apart, molecule by molecule. Do you understand me?
Yes, I am programmed in over 6 billion forms of communication. And you're using the most basic form. Why would I not?
And then, like, his eye kind of blinks for a second.
This isn't my first rodeo.
Is your optic malfunctioning?
I think he's listening to those tapes as well.
Optics are working fine. Please place weapons in here.
And there's a hiss as the vacuum seal of her armor breaks. And on her hips, like, the armor parts a little bit. And she pulls both guns out and puts them in the little receptacle. And then her armor seals back up.
Does she have holsters like RoboCop?
Yes, 100%. The guns are still visible, but they're kind of tucked in.
Got it. Cool. All
right. The droid gives you directions.
Go down this aisle. Turn left. You'll see an office. Knock on the door. Have fun.
Thanks.
He just sits on top of the box with all your weapons.
Why do you say have fun?
I believe they're referring to the previous marriage.
We weren't married.
The previous relationship and the double entendre of junk.
That double thing is funny.
Let's just go. So we head down the aisle, go to the left, and I will knock on the office door. I'm not just going to barge in.
As soon as you knock, the door opens, and there is a human standing there in front of you. Kaylee, what does she look like?
She is a late middle-aged human female. She is remarkably just a shade shorter than Quinth. And has almost the same color of, like, Quint's fur and her hair, except for a few strands of gray that are kind of cropping up, like, look like they've been matched, like, dyed to match. It's almost that kind of level of uncanniness. She is a little heavy set, just a little bit on the chunky side, but she carries it very well, and she has very striking blue eyes.
Oh, can I add one thing, Kaylee?
Yes.
You can clearly see that while she's kind of still got a little bit of a layer of grime on her from the work that she does, her face has been recently wiped, very recently wiped clean, as well as her hands.
All right. She stands there with her hands on her hips. Quinth, it's been a while.
Hey there, Mav. How are you doing?
Good. Is that how you're going to greet me after all this time? And she opens her arms up. Come here.
And Quint will go in for the hug.
There's a quick cut scene to the inside of Bree's helmet where there's like a little scanning line going down Mob's body and then just a little pop-up of no toxins found.
She embraces Quint pretty... There's a very strong embrace that she wraps around Quint. What brings you to my little shop?
Well, first, you know... Or, no, you don't know Zahn. Sorry, let me scratch that. This is a crew I'm running with right now. This is Bree and Vex and Zahn.
Hi.
Yo.
And D4 and A1. And we were actually hoping you could tell us a little bit about the city and what's going on.
Well, come on in. I don't have much for refreshments because I wasn't planning on visitors. And she steps back from the door, motions for you guys to come in.
Is there, like, the rattiest, oldest-looking couch in there?
Sure. Yeah, it looks like a typical junkyard. It's got a ratty old couch. There's a little coffee table with some put-together chairs. Look like they've been salvaged off of some spare parts.
Tazi recognizes one of the tables next to the chairs as being a pod racing engine, like the top half of a pod racing engine that's been kind of stood on end.
Yeah, Quint, you were right about all the junk.
And Tazi does his best wink.
It is a junkyard, Vex.
Yeah, but yeah, I was talking about the other junk, and Tazi like kind of nods toward Maeve.
That's when D4 leans over.
I believe he's talking about your ex's figure.
Yep, that's it. Yep, that's what I was talking about.
We don't need to comment on anybody's appearance, okay?
Okay. Just confirming that you were right. I was letting you know that you were correct.
Vex,
like I was agreeing with you.
Vex, please let Quint have her moment. We should just be simply happy that this woman has not poisoned or shot her yet. Quint was right.
Yeah, yet though. See, yet.
She puts her hands on her chest. What makes you think I would do that?
I don't know where they got that idea.
You told us that she might try and poison you or kill
no,
you.
No, I said she would poison me before she shot me. But I didn't mean that she was actually going to do either.
Well, all my preparations for her murder are going to waste then. You need to be more clear.
I told you not to plan to murder her.
Wait, no, just let's be clear. Okay. Nobody's planning on murdering you. Hey, it's good to meet you. I'm Vex, by the way. Vex.
As long as you did not attack my primary.
Zahn goes to sit on the raggy couch.
It's comfortable and worn in.
Kicks her feet up.
She looks at the rest of you. Please, come in. I assure you there's no murdering that I plan to do.
It's a nice place you got.
This group
Thank you.
Hasn't quite gotten a hold of each other's sense of humor yet.
Hey, is that a J-Series injector?
Yes, it is. She leans over to you, Quint. I see they have not learned subtlety either.
No. That's why I'm here. I'm the subtle one.
Wow.
When subtlety is needed.
Well, dear, you might be in trouble.
Yes, for more than one reason.
What really brings you here?
Well, we were wondering about the Empire and sort of what their forces look like on Dantooine, in this city particularly.
I believe they have a few hundred troopers here. Several walkers and some speeders. They're trying to establish a small base here, and they are trying to convince the public that they are here for the good of us all. They are rebuilding the city for free.
Well, that's good, but how does the public feel?
Happy that things are being rebuilt for free, but not sure how to react to this new empire. Nobody really does. Is it good? Is it bad? It's only been 6 months since the war ended.
Right. Yeah, I guess we don't really know. Although, we have been tasked with gathering some information, and we're gonna need to do that probably at the central hub of all of the troops. Do you know where that is?
Well, of course. She looks at the others and leans over and whispers into your ear. I still work for our employer.
Oh.
He wants to keep track of what goes on here, so of course I do.
Well, he is one of the interested parties for that.
Interesting. Well, I can give you a layout of the city, where the majority of their troops are stationed, and their patrols, and their normal routines.
That would be very helpful.
Do you have any snacks?
Yeah, we got Corellian brandy.
She looks at you.
I mean, I got any brandy. I like Corellian, but any brandy's fine.
She looks at you with almost a appalled look. We use that for cleaning parts here. She opens up a cabinet and pulls out a nice decanter of fine Carillion whiskey.
Are there a lot of bottles in that cabinet?
There's only two at the moment.
Okay.
She pours one
As she pops the stopper, you see like Tazi like gets a look on his face like he's he doesn't have a nose per se, but he's definitely getting the scent of this liquor. Definitely interested.
She pours herself a glass and drinks it and puts the bottle away. Now where were we, honey?
Oh, you have had it's a bad manners.
Vex, no, it's Vex.
Not to Vex. Offer to share.
It's
with
11
your
in the morning.
I'm just saying, like, that's bad manners, right? Right? I'm not that. That's bad manners.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you want some?
Oh, I wouldn't have asked about it if I didn't have an interest in having some myself. It wasn't just a general question because I'm curious what your tastes are. I was hoping you had some that you would share.
I see. Quint, is this one of your underlings?
Quint stares Vex down.
What?
Yes.
What? Will you permit him a drink on the job?
No.
Ooh, Tazi glares back at Quint.
Well then, my dear, shall we discuss how this is going to work?
Yes, I assume payment will be in order for information provided.
Very well. What do you have to pay me with?
Well, we do have some credits, and after we complete this job, we will actually be getting a substantial amount. So we could pay you a deposit up front, and then after our job is done, pay you the rest of your fee. Or, potentially, if you have work for us, we're a handy little crew.
Perhaps. That is a good option. I have a associate that has fallen into my lap that I would like to go with you.
All right.
Off planet, I mean.
Oh, you want us to take someone away. Okay.
Yes, he is not necessary in my organization here any longer.
Okay.
Are they very small?
No, they are the size of an average Zabarak.
Zabarak? Interesting. I didn't know any Zabarak worked with our employer.
He more fell into my lap as he just appeared here one day and won't leave.
Oh, so we might be taking him by force?
Or you could just convince him to leave.
Oh, well.
You do tend to attract people to you.
Quint casually shrugs with like a little half grin.
Are we convincing with poison or with blasters?
I'll have to get my blasters from the droid.
You have a very eager crew to fight.
Yes.
Did they not learn that it's not always wise to fight?
I keep telling them that.
It's not always wise to bring out liquor for someone and then not offer it to them either, but I mean, we do that too, so I mean, I guess everything's up in the air.
Vex, do you remember the last battle we got into? The last fight?
Not real well, no.
Yes, that's because you were knocked out, so shut up.
Did you notice how her voice changes when she gets mad?
Oh, I noticed that. It happens a lot. Yes,
her voice does many things when her emotions change. Shall we?
Certainly.
How in-depth do you need the instructions to be?
Any information about, particularly I think the routine of the troopers would be very helpful. Mm. And also where their main station is, where their substations are, where their garrison is, any information if you happen to have that.
Very well. She walks over to Zahn. I apologize, I did not catch your name.
Oh, Zahn.
Please, come over here. This table. I would like you to grab the edge right here.
Okay.
And she rubs her hand on the edge. And pick this up for me.
Well, sure. It's just a table.
You pick it up, but it's actually attached. Part of it's attached to the wall, so it's more like a hinge as it opens.
Oh.
And it reveals stairs going down.
This is cool.
That's my girl.
Yes. Is this a wine cellar?
I feel like at this moment, almost everybody shakes their head no quietly.
I'm sure it's not, Vex.
Okay.
We need to get one of these.
After you, my dear. And she holds her hand open for Quint to walk down the stairs.
Yeah, so Quint will walk down. Yeah, this isn't a bad idea at all.
You walk down the stairs and you find a rather nice, lush room has been set up. There's a nice big bed. Very comfortable looking. On the other side, there's several computer monitors, and you can see different images of different streets. And it's obvious that somehow she's tapped into the surveillance from the city.
Mm-hmm. Aren't you just full of surprises?
I know one who's decent at slicing.
Do you find that the troopers are pretty vulnerable to slicing? Since they're so busy working with other things. Maybe they let their guard down on their technology. That would be very helpful.
They are not very smart. They're using a lot of the old Republic systems. And they are using their subroutines. We can use those to slice through. Eventually they will catch on and we'll have to figure out their new protocols.
Quinth kind of looks at A1 and is like, A1, do you think you could get the kind of information we're looking for from here?
She lets me plug in. I could try. Closely locked into the system she is. I wouldn't stay locked in for long, because the longer you're locked in, the easier it is for them to find you.
Right. What do you think, Mav?
If he'd like to try, he can. A1 rolls over and plugs in. One success. Just one success. Everything else washed. A1, you see him. The where he's plugged in, spins back and forth. A couple minutes later, he turns his dome and looks at Quint. I don't think it's in this city.
Oh?
This is just troop movements and basic military stuff. I don't have any problems hacking through their system at all. If they're going to protect a database, it's definitely not going to be here. It's got to be somewhere else.
Well, where else on the planet would they potentially be?
But the only thing I can really tell is they're highly controlling the space around the planet. So they're monitoring where people can go and controlling the flow of where people can go. Everything seems to be kind of funneled here, but to me, this is just a front.
So we can't tell where it is.
We got to figure out where they're not letting us see, or what they're not letting us see. If we could find one of their ships that's going there, or a transport...
Or who they're not letting us see.
Yeah, that too.
Or why they're not letting us see.
That three.
This just got a lot more complicated.
Yep.
Oh, hi, best friend. Did you know I can eat 26 cookies and... What? Oh, you want to know about Redemption? Well, Redemption is played using the Star Wars RP system by Fantasy Flight Games and Lucas Books. I know, it's super rad. So anyway, those cookies. What? Oh, of course we have a Twitter. You can find me and the rest of the crew over at Redemption Pod. And you know what else? That extremely thoughtful A1? They set up a HoloNet page for us, too. You can find that at redemptionpodcast.com. And, if you feel like helping out the crew with a few credits, head over to patreon.com/redemption. Patrons get outtakes, behind-the-scene pregame chat, they can even alter the balance by bestowing force dice, and also, you can hang out with the crew. How cool is that? We can all be super best friends! Anyway, I better go find A1. I bet they have the code to get into that cookie safe that Corel has, and I don't want her to know that I get in there, but our cookies are gonna be gone. See you next time, best friend. Thanks for coming by!